I'm going to give a testimony about generosity or giving. And I've thought about it all week, and it's so hard to put into a few minutes what takes you a lifetime to get to. I have to say, Casey, I just love your parents. I've maybe seen them once or twice, but just the practice of showing your kids how to tithe. I know that my children know it, but I don't know that they ever really saw me practice it. But I love this state, the show me state, and I think those of you who have young children really take that to heart, the show me. Show your children how to give. Show your children how to be generous. My parents showed me some of those examples, but it wasn't always with money. My mom was the quieter sort, and back when I was a kid, mom and her sisters would have a girl's day, but their girl's day was picking blackberries or huckleberries. And maybe that's kind of where I got it from, but mom spent seriously 8 hours picking huckleberries, which gets you about a gallon. And technically 5 quarts, because you know you buy the 5 quart bucket of ice cream. And mom got home and washed and cleaned up all those huckleberries and brought them to Miss Wilson. And my dad about had a fit. Said, "Evelina, you spent 8 hours of a whole day sweating and you just gave all those to Miss Wilson." And she said, she's elderly and loves this, and she has a child that's disabled. She cannot go pick huckleberries. And I just remember both of their actions and both of their reactions. So it's not just money. It's your attitude of giving. Then, not to discredit my dad, but there, you know, his example at that moment wasn't the best, but there seems like in the South we all had big families, and I was one of 6 kids, and all of our neighbors, 6 or 7 was the going rate. And our bus driver had 7 kids, 6 girls, and the last one was a boy. And I think she was glad. But they weren't what you would consider the nicest family in town. But their house burnt down. And I don't know why the guy wound up at our house, but the dad wound up at our house. And I was watching out the window. Now, this was way back in the day, and we really grew up very poor, but everyone around us did. It wasn't a big thing, you know, that's just the way everybody lived. And my dad got out his wallet, and he gave the dad $20. That's not a whole lot of money, but I saw 2 grown men standing in my yard, crying and shaking. And Mr. Seaman tried to hand back the 20 to my dad because that was the only thing in his wallet. Both those men knew the value of what they were giving. Dad gave it all, and the guy had to accept it all because he had nothing. Now, that does, I think, in some ways, bring glory to my family, but it needs to bring glory to God. So why would people do that? Because of the Lord. The Lord calls us to do that. And there are many people who give, and many people who aren't believers who give. But if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you are called to give, and with the right attitude. And not just your money. It's your giving of yourself. You give yourself to the Lord, and then whatever he calls you to give of your stuff to others. So that's my testimony.